Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Super successful sequel to the monster hit Boogie Oogie Batman, Rockin' Robin.
You know, you're gonna flip just one time too many, Benji.
Yeah, but we'll always have Paris there, Ilsa.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
And
just like that,
everything oldies is new again. Everybody, it's Scott Edward Fells, and welcome to 45 RPM, featuring the historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered. The 45 single. It's Michael Jackson, of course, from his Jackson 5 days, proving two things: not much of anything cheerier than a little tweedly-deedly-dee. And if you got it, flout it, baby. And that's what this episode is all about. It's the one with the flutes. Pop hits, rock hits, just fun songs that incorporate that wonderful wind instrument. Because who needs a Fender Strat or a Chet Atkins Gretsch when you got flute? By the way, excited to announce that the flute excerpts heard in today's show have given us the opportunity to provide some much-needed income to a very deserving group. So, all of the excerpts heard today are being played for us by the flutist section of the Monterey, California School for Noticeably Hearing Impaired Orchestra.
Mind comes up with these things.
And that brings us to this week's joke. I read somewhere else, but I tell with such savvy that it sounds like I made it up on the spot.
Today's joke he read somewhere else, but tells with such savvy that it sounds like he made it up on the spot.
Yeah, thank you. I just said that. I bought a salad in the deli of a convenience store, a little mom and pop place called Mama's and Papa's. It was cute, but I couldn't eat it. All the leaves were brown.
You're nuttier than Chinese chicken salad.
I am.
I know.
And thank you for noticing.
All the leaves are brown.
Leaves are brown.
And
stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray.
I pretend to pray.
You hear the preacher like the
cold.
He knows I'm gonna stay.
Listening to 45 RPM with
Guess Who?
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found the mountain that was far too high. When she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize. The sun, she's come undone.
across the sun. She's come.
Cummings, Randy Bachman, and assorted other who's in the Guess Who with a little flute. George McCorkle turned out this classic oldies staple. He wanted his good friend Charlie Daniels to record it with his band, but Charlie Daniels said, it's a good song, but no thank you.
Bye-bye.
So George McCorkle went and recorded it with his own band. Toy Caldwell plays steel guitar in this song, but it's out of tune because he didn't know how to tune it properly. And of course, what?
Yeah.
And of course, there's flute. Because this is the one with the flutes. Mr. McCorkle's group, Marshall Tucker Band, 45 RPM.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and sin was star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, gold in them hills, and it's waiting for me. And bloodlines, the gooders of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the nose of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, gold in them hills, and it's waiting for me now. My widow, she weeps by my grave. Tears flow free for her man, she couldn't say. Shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame. All for a useless and no good, worthless claim. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, gold in them hills, and it's waiting for me.
It's not all that often you get the sounds of good steel guitar and flutes in pop music.
That's severely cool.
Yes, it is. And speaking of mountains, he knows what he knows and makes up the rest as he goes, and he be me. Time for the answer, man. Ferd from Fernandina Beach writes, well, this is a simple little question this week. Ferd says, dear Scott, is there a mountain? Well, Ferd, turns out, first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, and then there is. At 45 RPM.
Last night, to look up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. To look up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Oh, Juanita, oh, Juanita. Oh, Juanita, I call your name. Oh, the snow will be a blinding sight to see as it lies on yonder hillside. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain.
From the school of Forget the Cowbell, what we need is more flute. That's the hurdy-gurdy man, Sunshine Superman himself, Donovan.
Everything oldies is new again. 45 RPM.
Now, doggone it, there's something wrong here. I know there's something wrong.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. But she say to me, love will find a way. Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love.
His name is Patrick John O'Hara Scott, and he was born in 1930 in Bishopton, Bristol, England. Film composer and music director, worked with a lot of well-known film directors and producers, including Richard Donner, Charlton Heston, Irvin Kershner, the guy who did the original Star Wars films, Daniel Petrie. Look these names up if they don't mean nothing to you. And he was a prominent studio musician. He played for Henry Mancini, and he was the principal saxophonist in the John Barry soundtrack to the James Bond film Goldfinger. I mean, how cool is that? Well, you want cool? It was only 17 seconds, but thanks to his work on that 1965 recording that you just listened to, Patrick John O'Hara Scott, better known as John Scott, was able to tell his friends, family, and loved ones, hey, I played flute on a Beatle record.
It loomed large in his legend.
The purists would probably say they are not at all alike, but to the human normal civilian ear, the Australian equivalent of the flute is the didgeridoo. Wiki tells us a wind instrument played with continuously vibrating lips. That sounds like a flute to me. How about you?
Rocky!
That's what I'm saying. And indigenous to the land down under is a group that had a big hit with the song called Down Under. It's meant at work at 45 RPM.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. We just know and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
After all these years, I still don't actually know what a Vegemite sandwich is or even what Vegemite is, so we turned to our three research interns to find out. This was what they found out and shared with us.
I don't care!
I don't know.
I smell pudding!
Yeah, we're gonna need three new research interns.
Roger that.
This song was top 10, and it was actually the first top 10 hit by this group to largely abstain from their heavy woodwind and brass-oriented sound. It became a very popular slow dance song at high school proms in the 1970s. And when I say slow dance...
Not to me. That's not
sign them all. Uh-huh. And Frank Sinatra wanted to record a version of the song, but he went to the composer and said he'd like to have an additional verse. The composer declined the offer.
What?
He turned down Frank Sinatra.
What?
Now, the composer's wife tried to bring him to his senses.
Out of it.
That didn't work either. So, Mr. James Panka was the guy who said no way to Frank Sinatra and yes way to his own band, Chicago, and flute at 45 RPM.
As time goes on, I realize just what you mean to me.
Coming up, Mr. W, Mr. F, and Mr. Berg.
Mr. Berg.
Add a little flute to the fire and the power of the CH and O as it relates to the AU.
What are you talking about?
Nothing says classic soul like a little well-placed wind. And there was totally enough room on that door, man. Girl let that man sink right out of her life. And we're talking sink when the one with the flutes returns.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues.
Oh, welcome back.
Nothing like this on stage, screen, radio, TV, a cable, baby.
The best for less.
Don't touch that dial. We're just getting started.
Why, that ain't my belly button.
Some religious officials are referring to this as the opening signs of the impending apocalypse.
Yeah, but what can you do?
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn.
Now, we ride. That means we're riding now, this moment.
45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Arguably the quintessential example of the use of flute in pop music. That's Canned Heat. I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Good to have you along in this episode of 45 RPM. It is the one with the flutes. Pop hits, rock hits, and other hits along the way that incorporated that wonderful wind instrument. And we're very excited, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, to have excerpts and sweepers in between songs performed for us by the flutist section of the Monterey, California School for the Noticeably Hearing Impaired Orchestra.
Stop! Your queen commands you!
Yeah, okay, but if we cut him off, we're not going to get the tote bag. I'm just saying. Dan Fogelberg never had the commercial success with singles that he had with his albums, although each and every Christmas we weather through his perennial favorite.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
Stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve.
Oh, hell no!
But in 1978, he teamed up with another big jazz flautist, Tim Weisberg, and they released an album called Twin Sons of Different Mothers. From that album came a single that got all the way up to, count it, number 24 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
That's right. Dan Fogelberg, Tim Weisberg, and the Power of Gold at 45 RPM.
The story is told of the power of gold, and it's lure on the unsuspecting. It glitters and shines, it badgers and mines, and constantly needs protecting. Balance the cost of the soul you lost with the dreams you rightly sold.
RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Baby, change your
Flute. It's not just for rock and roll or pop rock anymore. That's the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. You're listening to 45 RPM. It's the one with the flutes. One big old hunk of romantic movie, very popular in the late 1990s, of course. The story of an ill-fated ship and a love to last a lifetime. Rose and Jack. Rose, who promised, as they floated awaiting their death, that she would never let go.
I will never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
And then she proceeded to let go. And the dude sank like a rock to the bottom of the ocean. But before that callous indifference took place, we had the romance and romantic sounds of the music scored by James Horner from Titanic. That's actually a guy named Matt Mulholland who makes it a point to play flute badly. Good job, huh?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can find his stuff on YouTube. That particular video, in the caption, it reads, "Listen to my album. I dare you." When it comes to a more proficient, there you go, use of the wind instrument, though, Firefall had it going on. From their hit Strange Way to this here one at 45 RPM.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. It's not so much the things you say to me. It's not the things you It's how I feel each time you're close to me that keeps me close to you. Whoa, you are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. It's not so much your pretty face I see. Not the clothes you wear. It's more that special way you look at me that always keeps me there. Whoa, you are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart.
Listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Well, you'll experience the complete rock and roll lifestyle without the lawsuits and STDs.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. she comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
And the boys and their ode to fine dining everywhere. You're listening to 45 RPM. Back in the 1960s, Manfred Mann, British import band, did lots of very erudite, sophisticated stuff, like their Sha-La-La. Their crystal articulation of the doo-wah-diddy.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. Tapping her fingers and shoveling her feet.
A few years later, they even did some serious Bruce Springsteen, douche and all.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night.
But in 1978, they turned to Bob Dylan, added a little flute, and did some Eskimo at 45 RPM.
Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet. But jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees feeding pigeons on.
Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Sleep with someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty
Wait, there's more.
The flute played in that Manfred Mann version was played by Klaus Voormann. Beatle freaks would know. Klaus, among his many other talents, was a bass player, and he designed the cover of the seminal Beatles album, Revolver.
It's very clean.
45 RPM and...
Finally!
Absolutely without a doubt, no episode featuring pop songs, rock songs, hit songs, other songs featuring the flute would be complete without the group that has to be given credit for being the flute group in popular music in the 1960s and 1970s and into the 1980s, fronted by masterful musician Ian Anderson. It's Jethro Tull at 45 RPM.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So your ride sails over the fields, and you make all your animals deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the sandcastle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan's wrapped in feel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the love that I feel, it's so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head and said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. There's lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages. Let them sing the song.
And that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...